Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Now, all month long, we've been talking about boosting your motivation to succeed. And I think one of the best ways to boost our motivation sometimes is to actually lighten up. So yesterday on Magnificent Monday, I talked about relax, achieve, and receive. Dream it, then do it. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, you want to go back and listen to it because I actually gave you three strategies for doing that and making it such that you can move forward. Making it such that if you're a person who is afraid to dream or a person who dreams too much, I give you some strategies on how to get beyond that and move forward. It's all about lightening up. So I think all week long, we're going to continue with that theme of lightening up. We have so much going on in our society today. And because of that, I think we spend far too much time stressing over things that are happening in life. And we have one catastrophe happening after another. We've had more storms than I've seen in my lifetime, hurricanes and fires, and these things happen every year, but this is more than I've seen in my lifetime. And I think there's something to be said for that. I think a lot of the aggression, the anger, the discord, the just not loving one another, I think it's affecting us physically, mentally, emotionally, and definitely up to a point spiritually. So today we're going to talk about lighten up and live on this Tone It Up Tuesday. We spend a lot of times being told by the media how we should look. It's not about what the media says. It's about you having good health and you being excited about who you are, being excited about your body. And if you say, well, you know, my body's not exactly where I want it to be, but that doesn't matter. You still want to be excited about being the best you. That's really what it's all about. And you'll find out more about what that means on tomorrow's Designing Your Life Today when I explain why you're here to evolve and not just simply do this overnight change thing. So when we talk about lightening up and living, what I'm going to do is give you three things that you can do to lighten up and live. And you could start doing it like now. Sometimes when we lighten up on ourselves, we actually start to become physically healthier. Why? Because stress makes you sick. Stress takes its toll on your midsection. It causes your body to secrete cortisol and you create more fat than you actually need. And the list goes on and on. So sometimes you have to just lighten up, not take life so seriously to the point where you're miserable and you're making everyone else around you miserable. Be excited about your life. Be excited about who you are, where you are, where you're going. And if you say, you know what, I keep having to repeat the same old cycle over and over, be excited about the fact that you're wise enough to know not to give up. How about that? So here's the thing. The first thing to do if you want to lighten up and live is dance. That's right. What's your favorite song to dance to? And if you say, I have no rhythm, I can't dance, big deal. It's not about that. It's about moving. Okay, do your best to find the beat. But if you can't find the beat, move anyway. Feel the beat. And if you're feeling the offbeat, hey, do the offbeat dance. just dance. It doesn't really matter. The object of the game is to lighten up, be excited about your life, be happy about who you are, where you are. And if you say you have no idea of the kind of stress that's on me at my job or my business or my life and what's going on in my personal life, you know what? Guess what? Even when you solve all of those things, and you can solve them because they are solvable, something else is going to come trying to creep along and creep right back into your life. Hey, so you know what? You might as well dance through the good times, dance through the not so good times, and just dance, dance, dance. Hey, I think that's a song. Anyway, yeah, it is. It's the song from the movie's Trolls. So just dance, 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 and just let go. Now, here's your power action. I'm just going to give you one right now, right up front. Your power action for today is pick a song, okay, that you can dance to and just move. Now, it doesn't have to be a song. It could be a waltz. It doesn't have to be a soul song or a top 40 song of today, or it doesn't have to be any of those things. Just let it be your song and you move. If you waltz slowly, if you do the box step, if you square dance, hey, it doesn't matter. Country line dancing, hustle, doesn't matter. Move, have fun with it. Be excited about it. Embrace it as being a part of you, the exciting part of you. And when you do this, you know what? You're going to actually feel physically better. And this is going to contribute to your physical fitness. Think about this. What is the show So You Think You Can Dance? I mean, it's full physical self-expression when they are dancing, or Dancing with the Stars. When they dance, some of them go on there and they are slightly overweight or sometimes overweight. They dance and they lose lots of weight, full expression of who they are. So their healthy self starts to come forward. It starts to emerge. So lighten up and live. All week long, you guys, we're going to talk about how to lighten up and different aspects of lightening up and what it means to take the pressure off of daily living. So dance. The second thing is choose to laugh. Notice I said choose. Don't wait for someone to come along and say something funny or do something funny. Be proactive when it comes to laughter. Listen, I'm a person that likes to laugh. I'm a person that likes to have fun. I'm a person that just loves to smile. It's a part of who I am. Does it mean I don't have any challenges in my life? No, so not true. Does it mean that everything goes my way? Wish it did. Be perfect. Be wonderful for me. Doesn't mean that, but I choose to laugh because it feels good. And when I laugh, I laugh. I don't hold back. I don't know if it's a cute laugh or not. I just know it's a laugh and I'm loving it. So the thing is that you really want to laugh. Okay, so first you want to dance. Now you're going to choose to laugh. And if you say, you know what? I have a dry sense of humor. Hey, doesn't matter. Dry, wet, doesn't matter. Sense of humor is the key phrase. Sense of humor. Laugh, laugh, laugh. All right, do a dry laugh if you have a dry sense of humor. But laugh and have fun with it. And the third thing is to celebrate the royalty in you. Now, what I mean by that is there are people that celebrate Halloween, and we're not talking about the whole deep, dark, evil stuff. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the religious aspect of Halloween. We're talking about the fun part, the part where people, as a matter of fact, a lot of churches, some of them call it a holy day, or they kind of change the overall meaning of Halloween. So the kids can go to churches and get candies and different things of that nature, and they get to dress up. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying celebrate the royalty in you, dress up like a prince or a princess, and, or dress up like your favorite fun character, not your favorite scary character. Okay. Fear. Let's be clear. It's just way too heavy. And we have enough fear going on. When Hurricane Irma was about to hit, oh man, people were more afraid of what was coming than when it actually got here. And so the thing about that is, listen, you have to lighten up, because fear, that adds more stress to your life. It also convinces you that you are not in control of where you're headed and what's going to happen to you, when in fact you are in control of your life and you want to take full control of your life. This allows you to control the stress. The other thing is, when you feed your fear, even when it isn't Halloween, even when you're not watching a scary movie, You have now cultivated a spirit of fear within you. You're feeding that. It is going to grow. And studies have shown, this has been scientifically proven, studies have shown that people that watch a lot of crime shows, people that watch a lot of scary movies, that they don't trust at all. They have a hard time trusting others. So my point that I'm making here to you guys is that dress up like your favorite fun character. And okay, if you really want to watch a scary movie, watch Monsters, Inc. Okay, it's so not scary, right? But it is about monsters, and it could kind of fit with the whole, you know, Halloween theme. So it is time to lighten up and live with everything that's going on. Listen, I get it. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody gets offended. Everybody's saying the wrong thing. People are doing the wrong thing. People need some serious psychiatric help. I'm just saying, ain't calling no names, but just keeping it real. But the point that I'm making here is that these things are going to go on. Does it mean that you don't care? No. But there's a time and a place for you to do your part, for you to help, for you to do your part to help make things better. But know this, that if you don't lighten up and live, there'll be no you that will have the energy to make things better. So this is the importance of taking the time to lighten up and live. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. But listen, you know what? I want to remind you guys of the giveaways. I'm giving away the $5 Amazon gift cards to winners and someone who wins that all once we reach 14 reviews on our iTunes page. Now, we already have six. So 6 plus 14 means we need 14 more, and we're going to have a total of 20 because those six were there when I launched the contest. So we need 14 reviews. The other thing is on our Facebook page, when we reach 700 likes, then guess what? I'm going to give away the sleep support system that I use that puts me to sleep at night. So if you're a person who's afraid or you're stressed out or you have a hard time going to sleep, you're going to want to get this. It's good stuff. I'm just saying. So I'm going to give away, right now I'm thinking I'm only going to give away one, but we'll see. I've been known to give away more than one. And so our next gift or giveaway is going to be announced on tomorrow's Wonderful Wednesday. So you don't want to miss it. Be sure to make it a point to listen to our show on tomorrow. And as far as our Facebook page, I have several Facebook pages. So I have the one we're talking about, of course, is the one that corresponds to our show, Designing Your Life Today. So go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. I also have Pat Council Speaker Group Coaching. Because I'm a speaker, I've gone back into speaking. I took a break, so now I'm back and I'm having fun with it. And of course, my personal Facebook page, which is Pat Council, which is for friends, family. And so I'm kind of splitting my pages up now so that I can keep everything separate and get the right information to the people who really want it. How about that? So for this contest, Designing Your Life Today, that's the page that you want to click that like button. And once we reach 700, I'm going to give away the sleep support renewal system. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. Lighten up and live, dance, choose to laugh, celebrate the royalty within you. And oh yeah, eat a cupcake. I know it's Tone It Up Tuesday. I get it. The whole sugar thing. All right, eat a sugarless cupcake. The point is, lighten up, have some fun, you know, and watch how the taking the stress off will help your body. Do life with power.